It's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 21st to the 24th of April, 2025. How are you all? Hope you had a good Easter if you were celebrating. And joining me, of course, is Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hello there, how are you this week, Ray? All right?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? How was your Easter? Did
All
you do
right.
anything?
Well, I didn't do anything but eggs, lots of eggs.
Yes.
Sure, I got
How
three
many
this year.
eggs?
Three. I haven't eaten them all yet, but I was given three, gifted three eggs this year. The price of them, though, can you believe it? The
How
price of
much?
eggs.
Wait, hang on. What
Well,
eggs did you get? What is your preference?
but preferences and what you're actually gifted are two different things, aren't they?
That's true.
I mean,
That's true.
the three I got were from Cadbury's, and one of them was one of those incredible ones that sort of like marbled effect in the middle.
Ooh.
That apparently was like 12 quid or something stupid like that. I know the price of them, but if you want to know about egg wars, Ree's had an egg war this week, haven't you? Tell us all about your war with Cadbury's.
I really didn't think it was that interesting, but
I think it's
apparently
just
it
fascinating.
is. So, I got gifted one Easter egg this year, right? And to be fair, I've been trying to cut down on my chocolate consumption. So, I'm all right with it. And it's my favourite type. I love a Cadbury's and I'm a mini egg specific. I love mini eggs as well. So, I've got a little bag of mini eggs with it. Anyway, gone to open my only Easter egg that I got this year. And you should have seen the state of it, right? Not only was it a bit melted on one side, and I mean melted,
Warped. I've
there
seen
was
the
half of
pictures.
it missing. Half of it was missing, right?
Big old hole in it.
So, do you know what? As Rob told me, I did a Karen, okay? I emailed www.cadburys.com and said, what on earth? Anyway, Rob then asks me, did I get a response? Yes, I did, saying you've emailed the wrong address. Please email about products. So I've sent them another one. Basically, just in the hopes that they might send me some free chocolate,
Free
if I'm
chocolate,
honest
that's all
with
you
you.
want really out of it, isn't it?
That's
I mean,
it.
when do we get to the stage? Because I think I reckon that when you're young, you're not bothered about that sort of thing, are you? About message, about like emailing companies and complaining, you just sort of get on with your life, don't you? But then you hit a
Yeah,
certain age, it's just
totally.
like, I'm getting in touch with them, this is outrageous, I'm
It's the
kicking off.
principle, Rob. It's the principle that
Principle of
basically
the thing.
ruined my Easter that, I don't really care about or celebrate.
No, you've had a
But
worse Easter than Ian Beale did that Good Friday when Lucy died, haven't you? Just had an appalling Easter. Awful, you
well,
poor woman.
it's basically Chocolate Festival, isn't it?
It is the Festival of
It's
Chocolate.
Chocolate Fest. Well, they've ruined Chocolate Fest for me. They ruined Choc Fest. So, anyway, I'll keep you all updated because I'm
Yes,
sure you're
please
all so
do.
interested to
So
know it
engrossed
now.
in the story of Ree
Yes.
versus Cadbury's. A great story.
I
There
love
you go.
Cadbury's, though. I'm not going to diss him or anything. I'm just
No.
disappointed this time round.
Yeah, so there we
So,
go. So
anyway.
we'll keep you updated with that. See how much free chocolate Ree gets. On to this week's EastEnders. I mean, a good week. I enjoyed this week a lot. There was some really strong stuff this week. One of those weeks where it's been tricky to make notes because the stories were all sort of weirdly intertwined. I mean, that's another problem.
Yeah.
Apart from that, but I've really, really enjoyed this week. We have some great stuff with the Phil and Nigel storyline and some lovely
Yes.
little friendship and character work development this week, which I really enjoyed. Harry and
Definitely.
Kojo, loving that.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I'm enjoying it all. Very Mitchell heavy week, wasn't
It
it?
was, but I don't
Yes.
mind. I
No,
like these
no.
new Mitchells. In fact,
Yep.
I reckon this has been one of my favourite sort of, because they were quite heavily focused this week, weren't they? And I reckon this has
Yes.
probably been one of my favourite weeks for the new Mitchells. I think I've really enjoyed all of them this week.
Yeah, I agree with that actually. It has been a very good week for them all, hasn't it? And we've had them all a bit separate, a bit more separate as well,
They've
doing
all
their
had
own
their own
thing a
little
little
things to
bit.
do.
Yeah,
It's been nice.
nice.
So let's get on with discussing it.
In this week's Albert Square After Dark.
Right, let's kick off this week. We're talking about, we'll start with the Mitchell stuff. Now, I can say it all kind of came in segments this week. So we'll start with talking about the Nicola stuff. So Teddy confesses to her that he's taken on this project in Dartford. And Nicola at first is sort of like, WTF, mate. What the hell? And
Seriously?
then sort of realizes that she needs to kind of play it cool and everything will
Yeah.
be fine. There's no, it's not like he's working on Paradise Park or anything like that, is it? She sacks Zach this week, by the way, which I kind of
Oh,
thought was going to
yeah.
happen sooner.
Yeah, same, but I'd love to see that go to some kind of tribunal, like
I mean, you
why did you
would, wouldn't
sack
you?
him?
I think you would. I feel like Zach's got a lot more over her than than she has over him.
Yeah, but I guess she'll just threaten her evvies on him and probably get him on him if he tries anything like that. So,
She's such a
well,
nice lady, isn't she?
some people are surely going to question, like, why have you sacked Zach?
Yeah.
As
You'd
well.
think. You'd think. And that bar gets busy. She's going to regret that, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So eventually, Teddy recruits Ross, who it turns out is a builder. That's useful.
Oh, yes.
That's good. That's
and
good
he's
to know.
And he's going to be the lead builder?
Head builder.
Correct term.
Head
is,
brick,
yes.
head Lego man, you know,
yes.
Sort of like.
Yeah.
Special. He's got a special sort of golden cement scraper thing, and it's the leader of it all, or something. I don't know.
We're so buildy, aren't we, Ralph?
Buildy, such a lad. I don't know how building hierarchy works exactly. Top of the scaffolding. He's got his. He gets to sit on the top scaffolding on his lunch break, and all the others have to sit on the bottom. He gets to sit there as king of the castle. And that's when Nicola discovers that they're working on Paradise Park.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun,
dun,
dun, duff, duff, duff. So, what she then decides to do is give Benji a call, and he tells him, right, you need to move that body, because they're working
now.
On it. So, now,
or
please. Can you move that body last week,
trouble,
please?
Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you know what, though? Actually, I'm not going to be in trouble, because I was watching EastEnders last year, and I saw when Denise's bracelet got mixed in with Keanu's body.
Necklace, yeah.
So, I thought, that's a great idea. So, I took your bracelet and buried it with Shireen's body. So, if that body gets discovered, you're in the shit, not me. Genius.
Files.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
no, fair.
Fair.
That's
yeah.
insurance, isn't
that
it?
Is
that
insurance.
Is insurance.
That is
yeah.
insurance. So what he then does is give her a 3-word code for this, for where the body is. I'd forgotten about 3 words. And you?
Yeah,
I forgot that existed.
Totally forgot about
what were the 3 words? They were cowgirl,
dollar,
fame. And
fame,
I think it was. Does it have
dollar,
to be in a certain
fame,
order?
Cowgirl. I think. Yeah, surely. Surely, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
You'd think so.
You'd think so. I wonder if it's an actual location. We should have checked.
Have a look
now, and I'll fill.
So I hope I've still got the app on my phone. I should have.
Have you? I've completely forgot about 3 words. I forgot that was a thing. It's a clever idea.
It was dollar fame cowgirl.
Dollar fame
it?
Cowgirl.
It was that order.
I think.
Let's
yeah. Dollar fame cowgirl. Imagine if this like if there's a thing by the show that you win a tour to the East Ender set or something if you type it into 3 words. That would be good. That's
yeah,
what they
well,
should have
no,
done.
Don't get your hopes up, guys.
Oh, is it not a thing?
It doesn't even exist. It's not even.
What
a
about
place.
What about in a different order?
Oh, all right. Let's try.
Let's
fame,
try that.
Dollar cowgirl. Dollar.
Is it a thing?
No.
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 That's a
no.
That's
nothing.
That's sad.
That's disappointing. The closest is a place in Stoke.
Oh, right. Well, that's not where Shireen's buried, is it?
No,
that's a shame.
It's not.
That's
Oh,
a
well.
shame.
I guess no one's going to find our Shireen then.
Do you think that they had to like sort of like find like think of a com- think of words and combinations that weren't a place? Is that
of course
do you reckon
they
that's a
did,
thing? In case it like
they
pointed to someone's house or something like that.
They missed a trick. They should have just done it at an industrial place in Derby.
Yeah.
I'm sure one exists. You would have
totally. Probably.
I would have done that anyway. But
imagine.
Yeah, maybe it's from security reasons.
Yeah,
I
probably.
Idea.
You know when they give phone numbers out and everybody rings that phone number. I used to do that.
Yeah,
as a kid.
I've done that before.
I used to do that as a
when
kid.
I'm younger, yeah.
All
yeah.
the time.
Always.
There was a phone number, I think, in a Mr. Bean episode or something like that, and I rang the number. I think I was only about 8. I rang the number, and this woman answered. I was like, "Hello." I was like, "Hello, is Mr. Bean there, please?" She was like, "No." Apparently, and my mum took the phone off me, and apparently, it was the 15th call she'd had that day.
Poor woman. I bet
Poor
they all
woman.
Learned after that. Let's
I
not
bet
just
they
put
did.
random phone
Yeah.
numbers into TV
yeah.
shows, right?
So that doesn't exist. But yeah, 3 words.
Exist.
Fair play, EastEnders. I've
Yeah,
forgotten that existed.
yeah.
So Nicola's kind of on her own now. She's like, well, that's great. So she recruits Ravi and tells him that I'll give you 10 grand if you do a job for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to say now, 10 grand for what the job was, tight. I'd
well,
be asking for
right.
double that to move a body, wouldn't you?
Well, when he found out what it actually was eventually, I thought
yeah.
he was going to be like,
you
times
can up
it
that.
by five,
You can
and
up
I'll
that for
think
a
about
start.
it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Because Ravi's reluctance to get involved at first, because Avani
Yes.
needs him. Avani's kind of quite needy with him this week, and she's like, and
And
he
she's
wants.
wanting a holiday.
She
She's
is,
got
she
her
is.
hopes up.
She wants to go to Malta, was it?
Oh, I don't.
Somewhere beginning with M.
I don't know.
Marbs.
She's
Marbella. It
Marbella.
might be Marbella, Malta, Marbella.
Marbella, Rob, you don't say the L's.
Morecambe,
You
somewhere
say
beginning with M.
Marbella.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Marbella.
Marbella. So Nicola's like, right, well, you need money, so I'll give you 10 grand. There's a job I need you to do. What I love is the fact that she didn't tell him it was a body until he was just about to leave. By the
Well,
way,
it's
it's
kind
a
of fair,
body.
isn't it?
By the way, it's a body.
But also, she didn't plan that very well, did she? Because,
No.
like, if she'd have told him a bit sooner, she could have had someone on a backup. But
Yeah,
clearly, she
she could have
doesn't.
had a plan B.
These clearly these heavies that she's got, even they've got lines that they won't cross. Otherwise, surely she would have just asked one of those guys,
Yeah.
right?
And to be fair, I don't think you can set your heavies on Rafi. He'd win, wouldn't they?
No, I mean to like go and move the body. You
Oh, yeah.
know what I
Yeah,
mean?
you'd
Why ask
think.
Ravi when you've apparently got, all
Yeah.
these people on your books? Well,
Well,
not
it's
on
all
your books,
about
but.
sort of, I think Nicola said it's all about sort of asserting that authority and having your fingers in pies and all that kind of thing. And she's got Rafi on the
You reckon?
books or under
Bit
her
like Nish
thumb.
used to be.
Yeah. She's a new niche, isn't she? That's the thing. Nicola is the new niche.
Oh, yeah, she's the
Yeah,
female Nish.
she is. Hopefully, this was
Nicola
Nicola.
Nish, not
Oh,
too
she's practically
far.
the same.
That's it. That's why they've
That's
done
it.
it, clearly.
Yeah, clearly, just because their names both begin with N.
And
And
I.
Ravi's like, Ravi basically tells her to do one. I am not moving a body. I don't care if you're going to give me 10 grand or not. And at that moment, Teddy walks in, and Ravi's like, "Do you want to hear what she's up to? Do you want to know what she just asked me to do?"
I know, we're expecting him to
No,
say it,
neither
but
was
fully
I.
fair, Ravi.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, though, in certain way, like, why don't you just tell him and they never do? But
And that
Ravi
she,
did. I
yeah,
was
Ravi
so
did.
shocked.
Yeah, I know. I was shocked. I didn't think he was gonna. I thought this was gonna be a long runner. Because now Teddy knows. Now Teddy knows that Shireen's apparently dead. Is she dead? This is the question I want to know. Do you
No.
reckon she's dead?
We've not seen her dead, have we? If we've not seen it, it's not
We've not
happened.
seen her
And
alive, never mind dead. So.
I reckon this Benji guy's just having fun. So I'm wondering if Nicola
Just
thought
having a
that she'd
laugh.
killed her.
Yeah,
Nicola
yeah.
thought she'd killed her. Then she woke up and he's gone, right, escaping. I'll tell Nicola.
My
And that's
instinct
where
with
it's
this,
been.
when we first met Benji, was that there was a bit of a Snow White and the Huntsman type thing going
Definitely,
on there.
yeah. We said that, didn't we?
And then maybe
100%.
he's made up this thing about the bracelet just to sort of
Yeah, to
panic,
wind her up.
yeah, to wind her up or stop her looking or stop her trying to interfere with it or something like that. So I don't know. I'll believe it when I know that she's dead for sure. But and because now Teddy knows. I'm sort of like, well, what's Teddy going to do with this information? Because is he going to keep it secret now? I mean, presumably.
Well, I don't know actually, or is he going to help like move it and go, well, now I'm incriminated because people are going to think I got involved in Paradise Park because
Yeah.
I knew that the body was buried there. So is he
Yeah.
actually in turn going to help Nicola just to help himself so that he doesn't get blamed for it? Then they're going to dig up the dollar fame cowgirl
Cowgirl
spot and
place.
realize that
Yeah.
she's not there.
Yeah.
Is that what's
Yeah,
going to happen?
it's maybe. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I'm kind of in the opinion at the moment that she isn't dead, I have to say.
I don't think she's dead. I don't think she's dead. I'll be amazed if there's actually a dead body.
Yeah.
Surely not.
Because I also don't want Nicola to have a shelf life because if she's a murderer, then she's got a shelf life, isn't she? And I really don't want Nicola. I want Nicola to run and run and run. So.
No, there's got to be more to it. There's definitely got to
Because
be
we don't
more
know
to it.
why any of this happened yet. We might find that out next week. I think that
Yeah,
might,
that's true.
because Teddy
Why
presumably
would
is
she?
going to have questions. Like, why is she dead? Why did you kill her? What the hell, love?
And
So.
was she supposedly pregnant as well at the time?
Oh, what,
Shireen.
Shireen? I don't
I'm
remember that.
sure
She
she was
might have been.
pregnant at the
Was
time.
she?
Yeah, because I'm sure I remember thinking she's going to come back with a 4-year-old or something and it'll turn out to be Harry's. I'm sure that she was
You make
pregnant.
that up, or is that actually something that
No,
happened? I
I'm
can't
sure.
remember.
I'm like 80% certain that she was
Oh, okay.
pregnant
She might have been.
as well.
I bow to your knowledge because I've learned now that if you've predicted
Checking a
something,
bit.
chances are it's
I'm
probably
checking a
coming
bit.
true. All right.
Thanks, Rob.
So that's happening. So that's I
Yes.
really enjoyed all this stuff this week. I love Nicola. I just think she's great. I think she's such a great character. And now that her and Teddy are sort of on the same page with this, I wonder what Teddy's reaction is going to be. He was very angry when he found out, understandably, I think.
He
So,
needs to hear the reasons, but I still think,
I don't think there's going to be any good enough reasons, is there?
well, no, and also, like, the fact that the entire family, she's let Harry take the fall for it to the point that he was getting beat
Yeah.
up for it. They
Yeah,
had
yeah,
to
yeah.
leave Dartford and start afresh in an entirely new place because everyone thought that Harry did it.
Yeah.
Like, to have done that to her own kid. God, wait till he finds out that Barney's not his kid on top of
Well, this is what I
everything.
mean. Like all the secrets that Nicola's kind of hiding at the moment, it's all gonna kind of explode in pretty spectacular fashion, I think, when the
Oh, she's
boys find
great,
out.
ain't she?
Oh, she's great. She's arrived and has instantly started so much stuff. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's good. It's good.
But I do think that Teddy's going to end up helping her get it taken away. It's going to be
Yeah.
easy enough for him to do because Junior's not here. No one's going to question him doing something. And then I think that we're going to discover that she's not actually there, surely.
Yeah.
But if
So
they
I
do
think.
discover that she's there, what are they going to do with the body? Who, like,
Yeah,
how are they
where are
going
they
to
going to
sort
move
that?
it? Where are they going to move it? I
What was he
mean.
expecting Ravi to do?
Well, bury, he could have taken her to the woods where he was going to bury Eve. He's already got a grave dug. He started digging
That's
that grave for
true.
Eve, didn't he? So he could just
There we
stick her in
go.
there. There you go.
There we
Sorted.
go. Sort
There you
of,
go.
yeah.
Next to the tree with the word six carved into it for no reason whatsoever. Remember
Just to
that?
wind us all
To
up,
wind
yeah.
us up. And it did. I
Yeah.
was convinced I'd found some
Yeah.
amazing clue when I found that. So that's good. Well, I think we'll presumably going to discover the truth next week, aren't we? As to why
Yeah.
or if Shireen's dead. I think we'll discover all everything that's gone on. Nicola must confess. We'll see. Elsewhere with the Mitchells,
Yes.
Barney and Avani. My heart, my achy,
Bhavani.
icy little heart melted this week. Bhavani.
Yes.
This was
Bhavani.
so. I love Barney. I absolutely do. He's adorable.
He's so cute.
And Avani, being the fact that she's struggling this week, all her mates are blanking her on socials. I'm telling you, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm so glad none of that was a thing when we were at school. It would drive me insane because that must be
Right,
so
well,
all-encompassing when you're a kid these
you could
days.
get blocked on MSN though when I were a kid. Like, we
Yeah.
knew you were an MSN user, but
I never got
that were a
blocked. I
thing.
was far too
I
popular.
did the blocking, I'm not gonna
Of
lie. I
course you
used to
did.
block my friend a
You
lot,
were a
one
bully
of
then. Is that what you're telling me? You were a bully at school.
No, wait, but it were complicated, Rob. She used to lie about things a lot.
Did she? Did she? I
Yeah,
bet
she
she...
used to say that she had illnesses that she didn't have, and I used to be like,
Oh.
I'm blocking you. I'm
Yeah.
not dealing with
I
this,
don't need that
right? Nah.
drama. I
Blocked.
bet you were one of those
Blocked.
that sort of used to move people around on your MySpace in the different order of friends just to cause drama, weren't you? I bet you were. I bet you were. Yeah.
Totally was a top eighter.
Yeah.
Totally
Yeah.
was. 100% Rob.
You're going down
And
to space four.
sometimes, if you really wanted to annoy people, you just put MySpace Tom as number one. And be like, well, I
Yeah.
can't decide this week, so Tom's
Tom's
getting
the
number
only
one,
one I can
right?
trust.
Yeah, right now.
Wonder what happened to MySpace, Tom. Wonder if he's. I miss
He made a
MySpace.
lot of money by selling it, I think, and
I'm telling
then
you now, MySpace was the best social media site there's ever been because you could create a
100%.
profile, you could have a theme song on your
I learned how to
profile.
do HTML
Oh, it
thanks
was great.
to MySpace. It was
Bring MySpace
brilliant.
back. I loved it. Absolutely love
Agreed.
MySpace. Wouldn't have had any of this rubbish that you have with Elon Musk and Twitter on MySpace, would you? It was all innocent back
No.
then. Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Lovely.
So yeah, Barney and Avani stuff. He buys her a gift. It's all so sweet,
Yes.
and it's all so sweet and teenage and
What
sweet and
gift did he get?
innocent.
We didn't see it, did we? Really
I got the
nice
fit.
little
It was like a
bag.
little box, wasn't it? So maybe you got like a necklace or something.
So cute.
So
Come on,
cute.
Ivani. Come
What was
on.
wrong with you? And as far as I'm concerned, John can get in the sea now because he's caught because
Oh,
he upset
sorry.
Barney. Well,
Is he a wrong'un, Rob? Is our
absolutely.
Joel a
I never said
wrong'un?
otherwise. Never said otherwise. He is. It's absolutely a wrong one because he
Amazing.
basically because Avani is invited to Nicola's birthday party at
Yes.
Harry's barn. Barney's invited her and she doesn't go because she's feeling all sort of teenage and depressed.
Yeah.
So Barney goes around with his gift just to check up on her and see if she's coming. And then Joel sort of saunters around the corner and says, "You didn't invite me around, but I've come around anyway because we're going to watch a movie together, yeah?" And Avani's like, "Oh, do you want to come in, Barney, and watch it with us?" And Barney just walks down the street, heartbroken and on the verge of tears.
I've
So
got so
sad.
many issues with all of this. Number one, Ivana should have texted him at the very least and said,
Yes,
I'm
she
not turning
should.
up to
She
it. I'm
should.
sorry. I don't care if you're having a break from your phone, Ivana. You do not let Barney down like that, right?
Absolutely.
And number two, she should have said, no, Joel.
No, busy.
I don't want you to just randomly come in my house and watch
Yeah.
a movie.
Yeah.
Go away.
Got some swag about him as Joel, hasn't he?
He's a wrong'un. He
He's a
forced
wrong one.
himself in there. It were a
Yeah.
bit, you know what I mean? Like, well, that's what we're doing. Oh, right, is it? Okay, come in then, I guess.
Yes, so
Wrong'un.
wrong un, and he upset Barney. So as far as I'm concerned, he can get arrested
Told
and
you.
be thrown in
Told
prison.
you.
Yes, so that's all sad. So we'll see how that kind of plays
Yeah.
out. The only other sort of Mitchell stuff, and I absolutely loved this. Kojo has decided that he wants a bit of independence because it turns out he hasn't really enjoyed living in the Vic all that much. He's still having nightmares about the explosion, which I think he would.
Yeah,
I think
fair
he would.
enough.
Yeah, it's about time that somebody reacted to the trauma that gets kind of put on them in the square. It's like, you know what? I
Very
don't want to be
true.
a. All these years that we've said, why would anyone go in the Vic? So much trauma's happened there. Stacey goes in there every week and she's lost people in there. She's been caught in multiple explosions and fires
Murdered
in there.
someone
She's
there.
murdered someone in there. You know, why would she ever go in there?
Yeah.
Kojo has gone, do you know what? Something traumatic happened to me in that building and I don't want to live there anymore.
No,
Fair.
thank you. And do you know what? I've always found it too noisy
Yeah,
anyway.
and
It's
it
always been
smells.
too noisy.
And it
So
stinks in there,
actually,
so I don't
and
like
do you know
it.
what? Let's be honest, there's too many of us there anyway.
Yeah,
What,
do you know
were you just
what?
keeping that sofa anyway? You
It's like
know,
living in a
like.
sardine can living with you lot. I want a place of my own. Now, George
Yeah.
isn't convinced. You know, he's getting a little
Which is
sort of
fair
over.
enough.
Fair
Being
enough.
protective of
Bit
him, I think.
overprotective, but, you know,
But
understandable.
also to the point of being a bit
Yeah.
What's the word? Come on.
Overprotective.
Not condescending.
A bit patronising.
Patronising. That's it. God, I couldn't think of what it were then. There we go.
So Kojo's like, well, no, screw that. So goes to Harry and the Archers and says, so basically I'm great with cars because I used to work on taxis back home. So you want to give me a job, really? And Harry is like, well, yeah, fair. And what develops from here is what seems to be the start of a really lovely little friendship between the two of them. And I absolutely loved it. I think it's my favourite Harry week so far. I've loved all this.
And do you know what? It's because it seems like an unlikely friendship, doesn't
it? It's always the best sort, isn't it?
Personalities. But then we saw a scene with Kojo and Barney later on, and it made me go, oh, you're similar. And then the penny dropped for me that, like, well, Harry is used to Barney's personality.
That's so true, yeah. It makes sense
that actually he'd be quite caring towards someone like Kojo.
It was really good with him, wasn't it? And they've got this cool little, like, little fist bump that they've started doing, like,
they're
and all
like
that kind
the
of
new,
stuff.
They're like the new Keanu and Reese, except better.
Much better. Much better. Yeah. Love this. Keep that going, please. Like that a lot. Because he goes to...
Dating advice from Harry. Jeez.
I mean, he doesn't do bad, to be fair. He does all right.
True. Yeah,
I take dating advice of Harry. And it works because he goes to Nicola's party and Harry gives him his first wage and he goes and buys a drink for the lady with the nice eyes. Loved it. Yeah, really good stuff there. So I'd like to see that sort of develop. That was fun. I always say this, friendships are so important on the square in terms of story, in terms of like layered characters. It's really, really important. So that's what this era has done so well, and they've kept it going.
Harry even forgave him for, you know, he was trying to ask that lady out when she was getting a vehicle, but what were a car back? And he was like, well, haven't you already got a date on Friday?
Yeah.
More moments like that would be great.
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely love it. So yeah, all the Mitchell stuff, really, really strong this week. Really enjoyed it. I love them as a set of characters. I'm very intrigued to sort of see where this is or when all this is going to blow up for Nicola, because it's going
to
be
not
cataclysmic.
Only Teddy, which we're about to see. Is Teddy then going to tell Harry, because he don't want to then feel guilty about Harry not knowing what's happened or something? Like, how's he going to decide what to tell Harry or whether to tell him anything?
Well, don't forget, Harry at one point was kind of convinced that Teddy was involved in it. So if he discovers that this building was the body is buried there, that's not going to help that, is it?
I definitely think Teddy's going to dig it up because he's going to think I'm incriminated now. Everyone's going to think that I got Paradise Park because I'm the one who's responsible for her. Or Nicola's going to make him think of it like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then how could Teddy and Nicola, are they going to just pretend to carry on being a couple because Teddy's going to be like, well, I can't forgive you for this. This is too far. This is too far, Nick.
You
this
think,
is too
wouldn't
far.
You? And she's like, oh, please, King Edward. No, too much.
But then how would they explain breaking up to the boys if that did happen without, I don't know.
Messy, very, very messy.
Very messy.
Looking forward to seeing see how that all plays out. And then thrown in with the Barney and Zach thing as well. Big old explosion coming soon. Love it.
I wonder when that's going to get revealed.
I mean,
September,
I don't know.
Maybe. September revealed.
You reckon they could drag it out over the summer and then sort of do the big stuff in September? Yeah, I reckon so. Yeah, bring it on though. I can't wait. It's going to be really, really, really good. So that was sort of all one section of the show this week. And then the other half of this week was very much dedicated to Nigel and Phil. So probably will be a slightly shorter episode this week, because the final storyline of this week was talking about Nigel and Phil, although some gorgeous stuff here. And what they did this week, one of those things I absolutely love, was give us an episode smack bang in the middle of the week, dedicated to that story with a really small cast. I love episodes like that. They're the best sort. And only EastEnders does them. And they're doing very, very well.
Very well at it.
Very well.
How many was there? About five people in that
episode? Yeah, it was a five-hander. It was five-hander. And mostly between Nigel and Phil. Very, very good. Mm. Very, very strong. So Easter on the square this week. And Nigel, and there's sort of like a little Easter egg hunt going on in the square. Very cute. Albie dressed up as a rabbit. I love that. I love it when the kids get dressed up as rabbits. It's so cute. It's nothing cuter than the kids getting dressed up in their little costumes. I love it. And someone's dropped out. I think Howie was supposed to dress up as a bunny rabbit.
Yes,
He's
Howie, that's right, yep.
Broken his leg or something, so he couldn't do it. So Nigel volunteers, and Nigel looked adorable in his rabbit outfit, didn't he?
Such a cute bunny rabbit.
Such a cute bunny rabbit.
Bless him.
I really wanted it to just go well, and for him just to be able to have a nice, not I was say a nice memory, but you know what I mean, like a nice sort of time doing it.
Just a nice day of being involved in some Easter festivities.
And if that had gone on anywhere but Albert Square, maybe he would have done. You know, but unfortunately, because he has a moment, he sees Harvey taking Hope away and gets all confused and thinks that he's taking Claire away, and so sort of runs up and accuses Harvey of being a paedophile, and sort of it all kicks off. Harvey, I didn't think was very reasonable throughout the whole thing, because even when he found out about Nigel's diagnosis, he was still being a bit of an arse about it, wasn't he?
Yeah, I agree. I kind of get it a little bit, because for Harvey, seeing it as you were screaming people in my face, which is what
which,
he was doing.
Yeah, which you'd
but
get,
then,
yeah.
yeah, when you,
when
so
you
I
find
can
out
understand
why.
Why he'd be hurt, but yeah, when you find out why, and then and you know that everyone else has found out why, and, you know, you're not, so it doesn't
But
really
then, to
matter,
be fair,
does it?
Even when he did calm down later and say, do you know what, I'll go and apologise, I'll take these biscuits over, it still resulted in Nigel yelling in his face because he couldn't remember any of it happening, bless him. So
Maybe they're just destined to not get on then. Well, which would make sense, though, actually, because he's not going to be as empathetic, is he, or sympathetic. Because obviously Jean's trying to get involved with looking after Nigel.
Yeah.
So if Harvey's always going to be a bit like, well, you know, I tried to make amends, and then he shouted at me, and he's not going to maybe go, well, you know, he has got dementia and understand it more. He's going to say to Jean, why are you helping him?
Yeah,
and
Harvey's
not
a bit of a
agree with Jean
dinosaur.
helping. Yeah, so we've got another barrier in their
Yeah, another one.
relationship,
Yeah,
haven't we?
another little blockage pushing him into Kathy's boudoir. Yes.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that doesn't go well. Nigel sort of runs off and sits in the laundrette, and he tells Yolandi, it's all right, I'm prepared for this.
Yeah,
and
I've
what
got
it
a plan. Everything's in hand.
Everything's in hand. I've got a plan. What it transpires is that he recorded, when he was all bearded up over Christmas, when he was homeless, he recorded a message for himself, giving himself a little quiz about horror films, and I think specifically Night of the Living Dead. Ever seen Night of the Living Dead?
No, not
No.
a horror film kind of gal, I'm
Me
afraid.
neither. I don't do gore. I'm telling you now. Don't put me... If I've literally... Like, someone has put... I've been around someone's house with a group of friends, and they said, oh, should we watch a horror film? And I've gone to put on a really gory horror film. I've gone home. I can't cope with it. It just... Psychological stuff, like Paranormal Activity, all that kind of thing. I can watch that until the cows come home. That's fine. Gore and stuff sits in my head wrong. I don't like it. It really
what,
upsets
oh, you don't
me.
Like the gore? Because
I hate gore.
Oh, no, I don't get into it enough. I just think it's all really farcical, because I just go, well, that's a special effect. Oh, that's a good special effect. Oh, I wonder what they've used there
honestly,
instead of the chocolate sauce, maybe. You
do you know what it is? I don't
I
think
don't...
I think I've got a phobia at the sight of blood.
Oh.
I think that's what it is, because I've noticed that, not like, but very specific circumstances, like someone getting the throat cut, I'm like that. I like, instantly, my head automatically turns and give
Even
myself
if you know
whiplash.
that it's fake.
Oh, yeah, no. Doesn't make any difference whatsoever.
I'm all right if you know that. If I can think that's totally fake and just.
Yeah, no.
And maybe I'm too like that, though. Like, that's so blatantly
I struggle
fake.
With an
It
episode of
definitely is
Casualty,
fake.
to be honest with you. I struggle. Yeah, weird, isn't
Oh,
it? There you
God.
go. There you go.
There you go.
Anyway, Nigel,
Yeah,
however.
We digressed a lot.
To digress a bit. Nigel, however, doesn't feel like that. Because he loves horror
Loves a bit
films.
of
So
gore.
He does. He does. So he has given himself a pop quiz on his phone and said to himself, right, if you can not answer any of these questions, that you know this film inside out, and if you can't answer any of these questions, then your condition's taken over and you need to top yourself because you don't want to be a burden to anybody. Now, I thought it was interesting here, the way they framed it, because when Phil discovers this, it all sort of brings back not only obviously what happened to him, but also what happened with Peggy. And I'd kind of forgotten
definitely.
that sort of side of it. And what was really interesting was that at one point he was going upstairs to the room that Nigel was sleeping in, which was also the room that Peggy killed herself in, and was worried that he was going to find Nigel in exactly the same situation. I thought that was interesting.
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, very awful Phil as well.
Yeah.
Having gone through what he's gone through recently. I mean, it'd be bad enough anyway, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Thinking we're going to discover this again with somebody who... Poor
yeah.
Phil. I felt
That'd
for
be
Phil
awful.
This week.
Yeah,
and
I
Nigel,
mean,
of
course, yeah. But I tell you what, the character development for Phil this era has just been phenomenal, hasn't it? Like, he's a different man now after what's happened to him, I think. I think there's a genuine change in him.
But he's weirdly not out of character either. They've
No,
done really well at
it
making
feels
it
like
kind of a
natural.
gradual.
Yeah.
Evolvement, is that the word?
Yeah, evolution.
It's felt very natural though, like it didn't feel.
Metamorphosis. It's been really sort of natural and like re and really, really well handled, because it makes total sense that he's now where he is. Because, you know, Phil was never going to be able to be the sort of gruff, scary gangster for the rest of his life. Like, there's got to be a point where he goes, you know what, I need to sort of settle a little bit here. And this story has sort of allowed him to do that without it feeling weird or awkward or make him feel out of place.
I feel like this does happen in real life though with a lot of men. Like they tend to soften at around 60, and he's come been up
I
to that
softened
age,
up.
isn't
I
he?
softened at about 17, to be honest with you.
Well, it depends on personality types, but I think, or maybe it's that you don't want to mask how you really feel. I don't know. Maybe it's that you're a bit more in tune with your actual emotions and not trying to cover them up as much. I don't know, but it's very interesting with Phil. But also maybe Nigel brings that side out of him because, you know, that's why they've been friends. Nigel is not somebody you would ever expect him to be friends with, but it's because he's always looked after him, hasn't he?
What
That
isn't
is what
that?
their friendship is based on.
And it's that sort of goes back to what we were saying earlier about Harry and Kojo, is why this friendship works so well on screen, is because actually they're polar opposites in a lot of ways. But you totally understand that they've known each other since childhood, and you can totally imagine all the scrapes they would have got into, and Phil would have to have stepped forward and defended Nigel, and there's something that they like about each other, and like they've established this friendship, this unbreakable bond apparently, that is just that led them to this point. And it just feels completely and utterly natural. And I genuinely think bringing Nigel back has been one of the strongest points of this era, because it's a shame that the story's going in the way it's going, but at the same time, it's been a perfect development point for Phil, which was, I think, desperately needed. So it's been really, really well done. Really well done. Which then sort of leads us into the episode in the middle of the week, which is entirely focused on this story, because Phil discovers the video on Nigel's phone, realizes what he's about to do. They have a bit of a row, because Phil's kind of, I understood this completely, like Phil going, "You're a hypocrite, like, out of everything that you said to me that night when I was about to top myself, and you were planning on doing it all along, what the hell?" Like, kind of got where he was thinking.
I get that. I got that as well. Having said that, the situations were totally different, but I
Totally
do
different.
understand Phil in the moment reacting the way that he did completely. Yeah, it made total sense. But then, God, he was so harsh though, and he was like, "We'll just go and do it then. Go and do it." It's like, what are you saying, Phil? But
But at the same time, it's sort of, I mean, that's what I mean, there is some of the old Phil there, but it's sort of like you sort of get it, because after Phil kind of feels that, I can imagine it sort of made Phil feel as though none of that really meant anything. You know,
Yeah,
what were
when
you?
actually for him it was a very like
It saved
pivotal
his
moment
life.
for him,
It
weren't
saved
it?
his life, didn't it? Yeah, if Phil hadn't
He
said that.
remembers, it seems like he remembers every detail of what everybody said to him in that moment when that's what he wanted to do. So yeah, that's why it's even more hurtful and hypocritical that he's hearing Nigel say that. It's like, all right, meant nothing, brilliant, all words.
Brilliant. So they have a row. Nigel sort of storms off, gets himself mugged, which I like all, and it was a bit of a weak mugging as well, because all this man really did was pull at his bag, and Nigel fell on the floor, and the guy was like, "Oh, that's that bad." Run away. Worst
Well,
mugger in the world.
I think they just kind of panicked, didn't they? And were like, oh, he's just hit his head. Bye. Don't want to
Well,
get
see you
into trouble
later.
for that.
See you later. So
Poor Nigel.
Nigel ends up in hospital. And again, with friendships, by the way, Linda and Phil, a bit more of that this week.
Yes. Hopefully it remains a friendship. I'm really hoping it
I
does.
was going to ask you about this. It's part of me kind of feels like the show isn't going to be able to resist it at some point.
We've got a new exec coming in as well. Is he going to think, oh, come on, this makes sense? I really hope not. But
Does it make sense?
we said this about Kat and Phil and look what they did.
Yeah, I mean, they make more sense than Kat and Phil did, but at the same time, I'm sort of like, I just don't want it to leave this point, because I love their relationship.
I
Because they
agree. I
completely and
agree.
utterly understand each other without it need without them needing to sleep together.
It did feel like there were a few moments though where Linda was like, you can tell me anything, and it felt a bit potentially a bit
A bit
more than what
tender.
was supposed.
Tender. I don't know. I mean, I hope it doesn't go there, but at the same time, I kind of feel like it's almost inevitable at some point. And
I
also,
think
as well as that, you've got the, because it's a soap and you've got to keep the drama going, you've got the Sharon element as well.
yeah, of
So
course,
with Linda and Sharon being best mates, it adds that element to it as well. So I feel like at some point the show's not going to be able to resist going there.
I agree. And I think as well, Linda's being quite a big part of helping with the Nigel stuff. I mean, when you were in hospital, he asked the hospital to contact Linda. So they've obviously got that closeness. So I think then Phil and Linda are going to bond over helping helping look after Nigel, all of that jazz. Maybe when Nigel does eventually pass, then they might, I don't know how long it'll be. I hope that they don't introduce bit of grief it now sex. And maybe they do wait until Nigel's passed because it'd be nice to just focus on Phil and Nigel at the moment. Mm. But talking of which, when Linda was at the hospital, she asked the nurse, didn't she, would this head injury have made his, could it have impacted his dementia? And they did say, don't think it'll have made it better, which is making me wonder if they're going to make it go a bit quicker.
Yeah, because I was kind of wondering like how far they're going to go with this, because Phil has basically said, right, I'll be your full-time carer, which is great. I would kind of, I mean, if you're going to go here, then you may as well go the full sort of hog and show what it's like living with someone with dementia and sort of show what it's like to care for someone with dementia. And it's sort of like, you know, they've made it very clear. Nigel said it from the start. You realise how sort of bad this is going to get. Like, you're going to get to a point where you're going to have to be taking me to the loo and doing all of that sort of thing for me. So I wonder if they're going to go all the way and sort of show what it's like to do the day-to-day care of it all.
Yeah, I think it sounds like they're going to, or is Phil going to admit defeat? Because do you know what? There were one point this week where Jean said to him something like, you need to look after him better. And I thought that was well harsh.
No, it was well harsh,
But it seemed like Phil were like, oh no, you're right. It's like, hang on, Phil. I think you've done the best that you can so far.
Yeah, I reckon so. I mean, you know, Phil's worst crime this week was maybe getting a bit controlling with it. But at the same time, you're sort of like, I kind of get it because...
It wasn't the best intentions. It was. Trying to figure it all out, isn't it?
And to be honest with you, Phil wasn't exactly proved wrong at any point this week with that, was he? Because whenever Nigel was left on his own, something bad happened. Like, he went to the shop and he comes back and Harvey and Nigel are having a blazing row because Nigel's completely forgotten about what happened earlier. So you can kind of see why Phil would think, I need to keep a constant eye on you. And that's only going to get worse. That's the sad, heartbreaking thing about this. It's like, there's no point where this story is going to have a sort of... almost a crumb of optimism about it, because it's just going to kind of get steadily worse as time goes on.
I think the thing at the minute, like, Phil's gone and told Kathy he's quitting and that's it with immediate effect. Whereas I feel like, really, rather than Phil taking on this carer role 24/7 now, whilst Nigel is, you know, he's still got his wits about him to some extent.
Yeah.
I know that it can be a bit up and down.
Yeah.
He should have said, well, maybe he does carry on working, and then let Kathy keep updating him and going, I think it might be time for him to start stepping down now. I've got him while he's here, because it's got to be good for his brain.
I reckon so. And to be fair, you know, what now Kathy knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, pot washing, nice. Just do my pot washing. Yeah. That gives you something to do. It gives you something to focus on, gives you a purpose, gets you a bit of money. Yeah. You know, and Kathy, I think, is the right person to have in that situation as well.
Yeah.
Like, yes, the Kath can get busy. And realistically, I think she'd still have to hire somebody else to sort of do what Nigel was doing, because you're not going to be able to allow him to use, like, the coffee machine or the fryer or anything like that. Just give him a nice, simple job that he can table wipe and all of that kind of thing. And I think it's doable, isn't it? So...
Yeah, they could have even just said, like, we'll reduce his hours, but he's still coming in there. I'm like, Tuesday and a Thursday, and he can help with cleaning or something, rather than going all in. But then Phil was saying, oh, he needs a routine, and apparently that really helps. At what stage do you implement a routine then? Because
Well, I mean, I think Phil kind of went in all hog, didn't he? Because he was once he decided that he was going to be Nigel's carer, Nigel's automatically getting, like, food cut up into tiny little squares for him. It's sort of like, not quite at that stage yet, Phil. Calm down a bit. Yeah, but it was really, really nice. And I just think that it's just such a beautiful story to watch unfold in the sort of most saddest way possible, because there's no point where this is not going to be sad, unfortunately.
It's just going to keep getting progressively more sad, isn't it, as time goes on.
With the suicide thing, I did wonder if this is going to go into a bit of a Dot and Ethel type direction.
Interesting. Eventually. I did ponder that myself, but I think Phil's... I feel like this week was kind of saying that's not going to happen there now. Like,
maybe.
Gone, well, look, I'm agreeing to be a carer. I'm okay with it. You're not a burden.
Yet. That's the problem.
I actually Well, I don't think that Phil, I don't think Phil would help him do it down the line,
No,
though,
I don't think
Johnny.
he, well, I don't know. I don't know because would it, I don't know because is that sort of to do with help? Because clearly the thing that happened with Peggy is still having a very heavy effect on Phil all
True,
these years
yeah.
later. So there's a side of me that sort of wonders, are they going to go down that path in order to
Got a
sort of
point.
clear Phil's conscience about that and sort of help him
So,
get over
because he won't
Peggy's
want
death
to
by,
risk, he,
yeah.
yeah, he won't want to risk Nigel doing it on his own,
Yeah. And,
like
if
Peggy did.
someone, yeah, and he's going to think, well, if he is asking me to help him with that, does me helping Nigel do that down the line help me kind of clear my conscience about not helping mum? So.
I don't know. I'm hoping not, though, because, like I say, I think further down the line, maybe even Nigel won't be thinking like that because he'll not be aware
You won't be
enough.
aware. Yeah, you
Yeah,
have a
sad
point.
as that
Yeah,
is.
it's, yeah. I mean, I don't know. And the other side of it, of course, is, this is all very new for Phil. And at the moment, it's like, yeah, I'll be your full-time carer, not a problem. Great, in theory. However, further down the line, how intense is that going to be as soon, when this really starts taking hold of him and he is having to, like, feed him and take him to the loo and doing all that kind of stuff? Does that.
Well, I still think, still don't understand why nobody's got in touch with Nigel's wife, though, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't make sense,
I think
though.
they will eventually. I do
I
think that
hope
Julia's going
so.
to show up eventually because it's sort of like she needs to know. And I don't think they're going to leave it completely and utterly like, oh, well, you're just not going to tell her. She's just going to think you ran away for the rest of your, the rest of her life. I don't think they're going to leave it there. I think at some point, Julia will be, get, will be in contact. And also Claire, I think, as well.
It'd be weird if, especially if
Nobody
Claire's
showed up.
not. So hopefully. We'll
It's
see.
sad though. It really, but I'll tell you what, both of them are not. As if we needed to know that Steve McFadden's amazing, but Paul Bradley is also incredible, and I absolutely
Oh,
love
he
it.
is. He's so good at playing Nigel, isn't he?
He
Bless
is.
him. And
It's so
not an
sad.
easy role to come back into, is
It's
it?
not. It's not. And it's not an easy story to do. And they're clearly doing it properly, which is right. They clearly know what they're talking about with this. So it's going to be, and it's going to be interesting to sort of see. Where, because normally with soaps and dementia storylines, they tend to sort of do something along the lines of it's however it's a guest character that's got it, and the story sort of gets cut short when some horrible accident occurs, like Sylvie in the bath. Someone in Corrie had it a few years ago, and I think she electrocuted herself with a sink and a toaster or something like that, didn't they? So
Yes, yeah, I vaguely remember that.
it's going to be interesting to sort of see this storyline play out full term and sort of see everything that goes on with it, with something like this. So it's going to be rough, but I'm looking forward to it in a sort of weird
I
way, you know what I
know,
mean?
part of me isn't though as well
Yeah.
because I am finding it a bit more difficult to watch.
And it's
So I
not going to
hope
get
it
any
doesn't
better.
put some people off watching, you know, who've
Yeah.
experienced it in real
Yeah.
life. But then again, that's what EastEnders is here
Yeah.
for and soaps, isn't it? To show
Yeah.
you the reality of
Yeah.
things
And
that aren't easy.
EastEnders is not the soap that holds your hand and ever should be. So
No,
there you
that's
go.
true. Very true.
Gold star this week, Ray.
Oh, do you know
Tough.
what?
Tough this week, I think.
It is. And oddly enough, I feel like I'm actually going to give it to Barney because I think he's just done such a good job,
Yeah,
the actor
fair.
this week.
Yeah, tough for me this week because actually I've really enjoyed everybody this week. I think I might give mine to Nigel just
Yeah,
because
fair enough, yeah.
it's sad and he's doing
I was
so well.
debating Phil as well, but
Yeah,
I feel like I
yeah.
want to give it to
And
Barney
Kojo
because,
as well. I really enjoyed Kojo this
yeah,
week as well.
actually, I feel like now, because before I've been a bit harsh about Kojo, like, what's
You
the
have. You
point of
should see what, you should
Kojo?
hear what she says about him off mic. What's the point of
But now
Kojo? No,
it
but
seems,
yeah,
no, but now it's
they're building him up
like,
now.
yeah, I'm glad that he's, they're just giving Kojo something more to do other than just being George's little brother, aren't they?
Yeah.
Giving him a bit more purpose on the square. And now he's
Yeah.
like integrating with people who aren't from just in the Knight family.
Yeah,
I'm here for
absolutely.
Kojo.
Yeah, enjoying it. So yeah, really, really strong week this week. Really good stuff. And we'll finish the podcast as usual with some comments from you.
Before we get to the comments, a little bit of kinder news. Patsy Palmer, Bianca has been evicted from the Celebrity
Yes.
Big Brother house this
Yes, she
week,
has.
hasn't
She's
she,
been
Brett?
good. She's been good.
She
I mean,
has.
I always watched Big Brother, and I was really amazed that Patsy even went in.
Yeah, same, definitely.
As I was amazed that Jack P. Sheppard went in, to be fair. I thought they did a really good
Yeah.
lineup with soap stars this year on Celebrity Big Brother. Patsy did
I
very,
agree.
very well. She ended up going in, going final in a triple eviction. Like, normal evictions, she would have survived. She's been up for eviction about two or three times.
Yeah, three times.
And she went in the triple eviction, which was a shame because I think she deserved a final because it was very, very funny.
I agree, because she was, like, very clearly hating it at one point.
Yeah.
Then she seemed to, like, actually start getting into it and
Always
like,
the
do you know
way.
what, I'm here. She accepted it and then she got evicted.
Yeah,
But
it's always the
she did
way.
very well.
She did.
Enjoyed seeing her full personality, her
Yeah.
full, as Trisha
All the
Goddard said, you
meditation.
know, LA vibes, you know, California, sorry, vibes that she had. Did a bit of meditation and stuff. Very far from Bianca. It's nice to
Very
see
far.
Patsy Palmer as herself and not, you know, her typecast of Bianca. So
She
well
was
done to
fun.
Patsy Palmer.
Well done, Patsy Palmer. I think came seventh all in all over the whole series. That's not bad. That's not bad. Left to cheers,
Great.
raucous applause. Yep, all went well.
Yeah, she didn't get any booze, did she?
No, she
Which
didn't
is
go
really
booze.
good going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did well. Fair play. I reckon it's either going to be JoJo or that wins it overall, I think.
I actually
I
think
reckon.
Jacquee Sheppard might.
He
Sorry
might
if you don't
do.
watch Celebrity Big Brother and
No,
don't have a clue
to
what
be
we're on
fair.
about.
I reckon, yeah, it's either going to
I
be.
think,
Yeah, Jack might win it. Jack might win it.
I
Anyway.
think I'm going to vote for Jack, if I'm honest
Yeah,
with you, but there
fair.
you go.
There you go. There you go. So, yeah, she left Celebrity Big Brother. She did very, very well. Fair play. Any comments this week, Ree?
Yes, we've got a comment from Declan Walton who says, prediction. Teddy will forgive Nicola on a that's it, no more lies basis. All this about Barney will get uncovered and Nicola will have nothing and no one, leaving her no choice but to befriend and live with the equally despised Cindy, and what a duo they will make.
Now there's an idea. Hey, that'd be good. Cindy and Nicola, yes,
Ooh.
please. That would be fun.
Would we prefer them to be a team or enemies, Cindy and Nicola?
I mean, either would be fun. I think it might be interesting. So it might be interesting to sort of give Cindy a new dynamic when she comes back and give her a new
Yeah.
rivalry. That would be fun.
I feel like Nicola's way more cutthroat and, like, you know,
I think Nicola
evil than
is,
Cindy. I can't believe I'm saying that about somebody on the square, but
No, I
100% she
agree. I
is.
think Cindy is more sort of selfish, whereas Nicola
She's just
will.
more about her affairs, isn't
She
she?
is,
She's not
yeah.
about, you know,
Oh my God,
drug
imagine if
rings
she
and
had an
all
affair with
that.
Teddy. When Teddy finds out about everything and he ends up sleeping with Cindy. Ooh. And that's
Oh.
how the feud develops. That would be interesting.
That would be very
Ooh.
interesting.
Ooh.
And
Mind you.
then Nicola and Junior can have the affair, because I'm
Yes.
adamant that that might happen at some point as well.
Nicola and Junior. Oh, maybe, maybe. To be fair, Cindy isn't going to be back for a while because Michelle Collins is in a play until the end of August, I think. So that means we're not going to see her back on
Okay.
screen
Oh,
till
wow.
about September, October time. So,
I mean, a mother-in-law did try and kill us,
yeah, you'd have a
so.
holiday, wouldn't you? You'd have a break.
Yeah.
But she's plotting her revenge, so Cindy will be coming back, but not for a few months yet. So,
Okay.
but there's stuff for her to do. There's stuff for her to do. Interesting. Another comment from Richard Brazington, who says the scenes between Linda and Phil were electric. So good together. Hope we see more of these two together. Not the most obvious character pairing, but it works. Just hope they don't spoil it by having them fall in love.
Ugh, no thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I do love their. Yeah, I just feel like this show's not going to be able to resist going there at some point.
I agree. It feels like it's almost inevitable.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
it'd be nice to see a platonic friendship, but then again, do your general viewership want that, or are they gonna want the drama that could come with Phil and
I
Linda
mean,
having a
story-wise, I
relationship?
mean, also what I've always thought would be kind of interesting is if Phil and Linda fell off the wagon together. That because they're both
It would be.
self-destructive. Yeah.
It'd make for good viewing, but as far as
Long
character
term.
development that we've had, I don't
Yeah.
think they should do that.
It would
But
be a
yeah, it
shame
would
to
be
wreck it
great
all.
viewing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Like,
but that's the only reason I'd want
but
that, just for that moment, rather than a
yeah.
long term thing. I don't think they'd work long term, which kind of makes me
No.
think, what's the point in doing it if they're not going to work long term, you
Yeah.
know?
I was trying to think as well, like, why have Sharon and Phil not got back together yet? But of course, we've got the that Sharon slept with Grant, didn't she? So I don't think they will actually get back together anytime soon. So, like
No.
you say,
So,
then you've got
both
the Linda and
available.
Sharon element if they do. Yeah. Ugh.
We'll see.
One last comment from Louise Clare, who says, Barney and Ivani would be such a good choice for a couple, maybe later in life to get married and have kids. Their opposite personalities would support each other brilliantly. Looks like we're getting a teen romance there. How amazing and unexpected would it be if they stayed the distance and we were welcoming back Bavani's family for the 60th anniversary?
That'd be nice. I mean, they're giving Stacey
Here
and
for it.
Bradley vibes, if you ask me.
Very, very, yeah, you said that before. I think they would make a sweet couple. And do you know what? I think Cavani was, I think she does view him as a friend, but I did get a glimpse of
Yeah.
her looking at him a bit like,
Well,
maybe that could be
she
a thing.
knows he fancies her, doesn't she? She's
Yeah,
well aware
yeah.
of that. So the fact that she hasn't sort of discouraged anything like that means that there's a part of her that's sort of like, oh, I do quite like you. It's just
Yeah,
sweet, sweet
very
and lovely
sweet,
and
very sweet.
it's lovely. I really, and wherever this whole stuff with Joel is going, Joel,
You think
mate.
Joel's trying to make a move on Ivani
Oh,
then,
I
this time
think so. I
around?
think
Yeah.
so. Yeah. Because
It
he's all
seemed
he's.
like he were eyeing up Amy as well, didn't he?
Yeah, so he's there to break hearts and wreck
Watch
lives,
this
isn't he?
space with
Watch this
him.
space,
Wrong him.
indeed. That's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark and Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20AfterDark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We will be back same time next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you later. Goodbye.
Bye.